Books on Tape presents Everyone is Beautiful by Catherine Center. Read by Kirsten Potter. Chapter 1. The day I decided to change my life, I was wearing sweatpants and an old Oxford of Peter's with a coffee stain down the front. I hadn't showered because the whole family had slept in one motel room the night before, and it was all we could do to get back on the road without someone dropping the remote in the toilet or pooping on the floor. We had just driven across the country to start Peter's new job, Houston, Texas to Cambridge, Massachusetts. I'd had the kids in our 10-year-old Subaru the whole drive, two car seats and a booster seat across the back. Alexander kept taking Toby's string cheese, and the baby, except when he was sleeping, was fussing. Peter drove the U-Haul on the theory that if it broke, he'd know how to fix it. On the road, I was sure I had the short end of the stick, especially during the dog hours of Tennessee. But now, Peter was hauling all our belongings up three flights of narrow stairs, and I was at the park, on a blanket in the late afternoon shade, breastfeeding baby Sam. Peter had to be hurting. Even with our new landlord helping him, it was taking all day. And I was just waiting for him to call on the cell phone when he was ready for us to come home, or as close to home as a curtainless apartment stacked high with boxes could be. We'd been at the park since mid-morning, and we were running low on snacks. Alexander and Toby were galloping at top speed, as they always did. I'm not even sure they realized they were in a new park. They acted like we might as well have been at home, in Houston, the only place they'd ever lived. They acted like the last 5 days.